A $9 minimum wage? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama is pushing for a $9 federal minimum wage, and that worries small business owners like this restaurant owner in Aubrey, Texas.
I have actually a couple of choices. Close down. The other choice is to increase prices.
One side argues the minimum wage pushes unemployment up by making workers more expensive. The other side argues it pushes unemployment down by giving workers more to spend. Depends on whether you're looking at people as employees or customers. But we all need to pause. Reach for a bottle of water. Take a sip. Relax for a moment, because all of us are both employees and customers. In Washington State, the minimum wage has been indexed to inflation for years and just hit $9.19. And yes, unemployment in Washington State is at about 7.6%. Nothing to brag about. But that's the same as the unemployment rate in West Virginia, where the minimum is almost $2 less. It's the same as Tennessee, which has no minimum wage. And it's lower than in Georgia, where the state minimum is only $5.15, but unemployment is up at about 8.6%. And I think the reason the $9 wage hasn't crippled Washington is that the $9 ends up being spent pretty quickly at other businesses. The way I look at it, we all need a place to live. We all got to eat, right? And if we can't get it by working, we get it from the government or by moving in with relatives. Which means when wages shrink, government grows, and you're going to have company in the spare bedroom. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.